This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating a missing man who is in Eureka as a visitor. A flyer has been posted that provides the details about 56-year-old Nevada resident Gary Wilson, who was staying at the Travel Lodge on 4th Street. Police report that Wilson went for a walk at about 6:15 last night and never returned to the motel. Wilson is an adult white male with a white beard and a bald head. He's 6'6 and was wearing jeans and a Harley Davidson t-shirt and was carrying a camo backpack. Anyone with information as to Wilson's whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. On Monday, the Yurok tribe issued a press release that highlighted the severe algae bloom that has made the Klamath River water quality toxic, and that is yet another example of the deleterious effect that the four dams on the river have on water quality. Yesterday, the Regional Water Quality Control Board issued an alert to swimmers, fishermen, boaters, and other visitors to the river to avoid contact with the toxic algae. Testing done over a two-week period from late August to mid-September found algae levels that exceeded the state's recommended threshold. You're advised to avoid any recreational activities until the algae clears. The news for residents in areas near the wildfire complexes that have been burning since July has gotten much better in the past 10 days. Cooler overnight temperatures have kept fire spread minimal, and a general shift in the wind has led to much better air quality for residents in areas like Wichpeck, Hoopoe, Willow Creek, and Orleans, although air monitoring stations remain in operation across the county. All fires in the Orleans complex are now fully contained, and the fires burned more than 27,000 acres combined. Highway 299 is still being impacted by the Helena Fire east of Weaverville. The highway is open only three times during the day, at 9 a.m., noon, and 3 p.m., with one-way controlled traffic in place overnight. In June of 2014, District Attorney Maggie Fleming defeated three other candidates in the open primary for the District Attorney's office by garnering more than 62% of the vote and freeing her from the general election held that November. Today, on the steps of the county courthouse, Fleming kicked off her re-election campaign after she was introduced by former HSU Police Chief Lynn Soderberg. So far, Fleming is the only candidate to announce a run for the DA's office. A Coast Guard 47-foot motor lifeboat was dispatched to the mouth of Humboldt Bay after a call came in to report that two surfers were in distress and were being pulled into the ocean by the current yesterday. The boat was able to rescue the two surfers, and the Coast Guard said in a release that they had gotten caught in a tide shift. The pair were new to the area, and they were fortunate a bystander saw what was happening and called for help. Sheriff's deputies and the coroner's office were dispatched to an area near the campus of the College of the Redwoods yesterday after PG&E crews reported finding possible human remains. The remains were later confirmed as being human, although identification will take a while. An investigation has begun. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.